We're talking this week about some of the key issues that voters care about in this presidential campaign. And it can be hard to distinguish President Bush from Senator John Kerry on some of these issues, not so on taxes. Tax cuts, of course, were the cornerstone of the president's first-term domestic agenda. His support for them hasn't wavered despite the size of the federal deficit and the cost of the war in Iraq. John Kerry says the nation can't afford Mr. Bush's tax cuts, and he would roll back some of them. David Wessel is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. He's here to help us compare the candidates' views. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start with Senator Kerry. Here's what he said during his acceptance speech at the Democratic Convention.
So let me say straight out what I will do as president. I will cut middle-class taxes. I will reduce the tax burden on small business. And I will roll back the tax cuts for the wealthiest individuals who make over $200,000 a year so we can invest in health care, education, and job creation.
Obviously getting a great response from those delegates, but David Wessel, what exactly is this middle-class tax cut that John Kerry talks about?
Well, ironically, it's a tax cut that President Bush has already given the middle class. To keep the 10-year price of the tax cut down in 2001, President Bush and Congress agreed to make the tax cut temporary. It expires. Without any change in the law, tax rates revert to Bill Clinton levels in 2011. What Senator Kerry is saying is he would make the middle-class tax cuts permanent, but he'd undo the tax cuts for the over $200,000-a-year crowd. And Mr. Bush is saying he would make them all permanent.
And then what does the president say about Senator Kerry's plan?
Well, he accuses Senator Kerry of raising taxes. This is how he put it in a speech earlier this month.
Raising taxes will be bad for our economy. Raising taxes will be bad for the small business sector of America, and I'll tell you why. 90% of small business owners pay tax at the individual income tax level. 90% of small business owners are subchapter S corporations or sole proprietorships.
That's true, but what President Bush doesn't mention is that most of those small business owners don't make $200,000 a year or more and wouldn't actually be affected by Senator Kerry's tax increase.
Let's turn this around then, and you tell us what Senator Kerry says about Mr. Bush's plan.
Well, in short, Senator Kerry says America can't afford these tax cuts because the deficit is too big and because, in Senator Kerry's view, that money is better spent to increase access to health care and to reduce the cost of health care. And he says that the president isn't running a fiscally responsible policy. Here's how he put it in a speech.
Our plan will cut the deficit in half in 4 years by ending tax giveaways that are nothing more than corporate welfare. And we will make government live by the rule that every family has to live by, pay as you go.
So the two candidates disagree on what should happen to the tax cuts that were enacted in 2001-2003. So what do they have in the way of new ideas about taxes?
Well, lately, President Bush has been talking quite a bit about tax reform, about changing the way the tax code works. Here's how he puts it on the stump.
Americans spend about 6 billion hours filling out the taxes. That's a lot of time and a lot of headache. The tax code is full of special interest loopholes. In a second term, I'm going to work with both Republicans and Democrats to simplify the tax code, to make it more fair. This will not only help our economy grow, it'll help the American worker.
Now, President Bush and his advisors are being very vague about what exactly he means by tax reform. The conservative economists who advise him would very much like a tax code that taxes Americans on what they spend rather than what they earn, so that we'll save more because that will be good for the economy. But we'd have to wait till after the election and a Bush victory to find out what he really means.
And what about John Kerry? What are his ideas for tax reform?
One of the most interesting one is a kind of backdoor tax cut for businesses who are very worried about rising health care costs. He says he would have the government pick up 75% of the costs of every medical bill over $50,000 a year. He says that works out to cutting the premiums that businesses and their employees pay by about 10%.
And so, David Wessel, question of the hour, what are the barriers for each of these candidates, if elected, to be able to deliver on these promises and these new ideas?
Well, both men have expensive promises, and we know the candidates sometimes talk a lot about their promises, but once they're in the Oval Office looking at the books, they discover that the deficit was bigger than they thought, or the cost of the war in Iraq is more than they thought, or homeland security needs take priority, and they often find, as, say, Bill Clinton did in 1993, that they can't quite afford all the tax cuts that they promised.
So it's a big question mark.
It's always a question mark because the numbers don't have to add up to the last decimal point when you're a candidate, even if you're a sitting president. It only really has to be added up when you submit your budget and your tax bills to Congress and they get scrutinized, and then we find out what we can really afford and which of their promises they really want to keep.
David Wessel is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
We continue our conversations on key issues in the presidential campaign. Tomorrow, how President Bush and Senator Kerry would fight the war on terror. More about what the candidates have to say on the economy and other issues at npr.org.